Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. This is the only time in the entire gospel where Jesus ever tells us explicitly that we have to learn how to do something from him. In fact, he never tells us, as we might think he would, that we have to learn how to pray from him, or how to preach from him, or how to teach from him, or how to work miracles or cast out devils, or how to heal and cure sickness and disease, as we might think he would tell us. But no, Jesus only tells us that the one thing we must learn from him is to be meek and humble of heart. Why then does Jesus place so much emphasis on learning meekness and humility? What makes these two virtues so important in his eyes? Well, these two virtues are singled out by the Lord for special attention because they make up for us what we might say could be called the alphabet from which every other good quality and good habit is written in our soul. So what does it mean then to be meek and humble of heart? First, we must be aware that meekness is not the same thing as weakness, as we might mistakenly believe. For having meekness does not mean that we are timid or shy or allow ourselves to be pushed around and easily intimidated by others. For example, Mother Teresa was known for her meekness, yet she had a strong personality and character that allowed her to lecture presidents and world leaders alike. What's more, Moses, whom the Bible says was the meekest man on the face of the earth, stood up to King Pharaoh not just once, but seven times. Meekness, therefore, requires great strength of character, for it is the virtue that gives us the strength we need to control our emotions of anger with firmness and calmness. Humility, on the other hand, is the truth. More specifically, it is the truth about God in relation to ourselves. And the truth is, God is everything and that we are nothing. That is to say, we cannot do anything truly good without his grace. In fact, without grace, we cannot so much as make the sign of the cross or do the least little good thing. Indeed, all we can do by ourselves alone is commit sins. So the importance of growing in meekness and humility cannot be overestimated because they are the two keys, we could say, that can unlock for us not only the door to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, but above all to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We are of necessity, then, led to ask ourselves today, what specifically do we mean when we speak about Mary's Immaculate Heart? What image could we use that would help us to penetrate more deeply into this marvelous mystery so that we can deepen our understanding of the image of the Holy Family of Fatima used by the apostolate? Well, we could think of it this way. If we could somehow collect all the love that all the mothers of the world have had, have now, and will have for all their children, for all time, and then to put this tremendous bundle of love together in one big basket, so to speak, then this enormous amount of love could not equal, in fact, could not come close to equaling the love that Mary has for just one single person, St. Alphonsus Liguori, among other great saints, has pointed out. So we could say then that Mary loves each and every one of us as if there was only one of us. That is, as if we were the only person living on earth. Now, it is precisely because Mary has an Immaculate Heart that she is able to do this. Because only a heart that has been and is now completely free from all contact with sin could ever be capable of loving so many people so completely, so totally, for so long a time. So this is the essence of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It is the essence of the image that we honor and enthrone in our homes. It is the essence of the image that we have consecrated our family. It can be no accident then that Mary told all of us through the three shepherd children at Fatima that my immaculate heart will be your refuge and the way that will lead you to God. Now notice here, Mary tells us that there are two aspects or two parts that comprise devotion to her immaculate heart. First, she tells us that her heart will be a refuge for us. It is a place of safety and protection, a place of comfort and consolation, a place where we can go at any time of the day and or night and find both shelter from our enemies and unconditional understanding, as well as love and warmth. Next, she tells us that her heart will be the way that will lead us to God. Just like Jesus himself tells us in the gospel that he is the way, the truth, and the life. The word way, as it is used by Mary then, contains a whole way of life, a whole value system, we could say, that puts her in the middle. So to follow Mary's way, we must try to imitate her lifestyle of silence, simplicity, self-denial, sacrifice, and above all, devotion to the will of God. In short, we need to follow and obey the message of Fatima. And so if we do this, we can be completely confident that the Immaculate Heart of Mary will lead us inevitably and infallibly to the Sacred Heart of her Son. And all of this is possible because, as Pope Benedict once put it so beautifully, the Immaculate Heart of Mary is the nerve center for everyone who is hungering for God. End of quote. So in other words, we could say that just as a nerve center is a place of intense activity, a place where communication is carried out, a place where messages are exchanged and relayed, so too, in a similar way, the Immaculate Heart of Mary is a place where all of us who love God and are searching for him can find the information, the ideas, and the inspirations we will need, not only to know God more clearly, but above all, to love him more dearly. To sum up, the Immaculate Heart of Mary can serve as a secure refuge, a smooth way, and a vibrant nerve center that will give us at all times and places the light and the strength we will need to attain a close union and a deep love for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is essential then, in order to draw down all the graces that the Lord wants to give your family, that you not only consecrate yourselves to Mary using the image of the Holy Family of Fatima, but above all that you enthrone the image of the Holy Family in your homes as a concrete and tangible sign of that consecration. So today let us ask Mary, the Queen of Families, to give all of us the graces we will need to make our hearts meek and humble like her sons, so that we can all grow in happiness and holiness. Sacred Heart of Jesus, make our hearts like unto thine.